All right, here at Ag Connect Expo 2011, with me is Harold Reitz of Reitz Agronomics, and just did one of the sessions here, one of the educational sessions. And Harold, why don't you first just tell me what your topic was at this one of the very first educational sessions here for Ag Connect?
My topic was on-farm research. I think every farmer ought to have an area set aside that he's testing new things under his management conditions, and that's really what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your background. I know you are kind of one of the pioneers in precision agriculture, and you've been involved with the Info Ag Expo in Illinois. So tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, I started out from after graduate school. I worked at Purdue University for about 8 years as extension corn production specialist. And then I joined the Potash and Phosphate Institute and worked as Midwest director there for 25 years, I guess. And in the last 5 years, I was headed up the Foundation for Agronomic Research, which was a part of PPI, which became the International Plant Nutrition Institute. We've had a lot of changes in the last few years, but that was more of a national type organization that worked on research and education programs. Mm-hmm. And since 1995, I've been heading up the InfoAg conferences that we've had. Most have been in Illinois and Indiana. We've had one in Washington State, a couple down in the Mid-South, promoting precision technologies.
And that's kind of what we're talking about here, was setting up an on-farm research. I mean, when you said that, the first thing I thought about was Kip Cullors, who is, you know, that's his whole thing, is to just experiment with new stuff. Why is that so important for a farmer to do?
Well, we have a lot of new equipment, new products, new varieties that are coming online. And as we get to site-specific management and fine-tuning the management on your farm, you really have to evaluate each of those things on your farm under your management conditions to see if it fits, if it will improve your profits, your environmental impact, whatever it might be.
So it's better to just do a little bit than to go into a whole hog and find out it doesn't work,
and,
right?
We have the tools now with site-specific technology. Mm-hmm. We can do these things. Every field can be a research plot where we're testing something new. Mm-hmm. And we can set it up on the computer, apply the treatments as we're doing just normal farming operations. When we harvest, we can just use a cookie-cutter approach and take those segments out and analyze the results of those treatments.
And it will pay out for any farmer in the long run.
Yeah, you learn more about your operation, and you learn what's going to work and how you can improve what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about InfoAg. I know we got one coming up this year. It's only every other year, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We alternate with the research conference called International Conference on Precision Agriculture, and that's been held the last three times, I think, in Denver, Colorado. Prior to that, it was in Minneapolis for 15, 20 times. Has the same history, basically, as InfoAg. It started a little bit earlier. So 1 year we do the research conference. The next year we do the InfoAg, which is more of an applied on-farm type thing. Mm-hmm. And IP&I is coordinating both of those now. And this past year we just formed the International Society for Precision Agriculture. And I'm serving as executive director for that group now, and we'll be playing a bigger role in not only the conferences, but in taking the information from those researchers and from the experience that we get there and getting it into publications and really making a continuous process of this and building a network that will be hopefully be worldwide.
And, well, this is a great place for you to be then. We've got people from all over the world here at Ag Connect.
A lot of the people here have been loyal InfoAg participants and Precision Ag Conference participants, and they represent the companies and the farmers that are using this technology.
When you say precision agriculture, when you say that, what do you mean?
I'm looking at the sensors and controllers, the yield monitors, the various technologies that we use to improve our crop production, but I'm also looking at the data management and interpretation, communications. Mm-hmm. Communications is going to be a bigger role in the future because we're going to have communications on the machine, between the machine and the tractor and the operator as they're going across the field, and that information being sent across a wireless on-farm network that links everything together back to the farmer's office, to his fertilizer dealer, to his farm manager, and everybody else involved in the management team for that farm. Mm-hmm. And even potentially to your FSA and NRCS offices. And mm-hmm.
So since you've been involved in Precision Ag, the definition has really expanded, hasn't it?
It has. It's
we're it doing growing every day.
So much more than we dreamed of 15 years ago. It's mm-hmm. it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. The stuff that we thought we'd be doing by this time, we've surpassed in many ways. So.
Well, you have another informational session coming up here at Ag Connect, don't you?
Right. I'm doing one tomorrow morning that's on basically looking at balanced nutrition. Mm-hmm. Are we putting enough nutrients on to maintain the productivity of the soils? It's mm-hmm. basically the bottom line. Mm-hmm. IPNI has done an extensive survey, which we call the Nutrient GIS. Using GIS analysis, we're looking at the fertilizer applied, the nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. It gets into some of the other nutrients too, but those are the main ones. Mm-hmm. Are we putting on, how much we're putting on is fertilizer, how much is available from the soil tests, it's already there, how much is removed in the crops. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at all sources of input, you know, nitrogen coming in from rainfall, livestock manure, mm-hmm. fertilizer applied, crop removal, all those things in a balance, and doing this nutrient balance on a GIS basis, then we can look at a watershed or a county basis, whichever you want to do, and see what the balance is. See where the potential impact is on water quality, like hypoxia in the Gulf of Mexico, and maybe help target the areas that we need to do some management on, or to prove that maybe they're not the sources that we thought they were. And I'm taking that a step further. I think that same analysis could be done on an individual farm. Farmer needs to keep track of what he's putting on and taking off and set up his own database and mm-hmm. determine what parts of his farm maybe are potentially contributing to water quality problems, which ones he could improve by increasing fertilizer use to grow higher yields.
Mm-hmm. And that could help a farmer in the event of any kind of a regulation right. issue or any kind of, you know, somebody tries to blame him for something,
down,
right?
Down the road, the farmer that has data to prove that he mm-hmm. needs what he's putting on mm-hmm. is going to be much better off. And the government's talking about putting limits on how much you can buy. And if you can prove that you're buying only what you need and that you do need the amounts that you're buying, you're going to be in a lot better position with a good database behind you to argue that point.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something that really people need to keep in mind. You probably, again, 15 years ago, did you think about that you would have
no.
to do something like that? So, really,
what
do you think are the greatest benefits that you've seen in the last 15 years of precision agriculture?
Understanding your farm mm-hmm. and your management system. Yield monitors have sold more tile drainage, for example, than anything else. Because they've proven that wet spot in the field that drowns out an acre of land is actually affecting 5 to 10 acres around it that we didn't notice. But when we've got a yield monitor map, we can see that the impact is a lot bigger than what we thought.
And, of course, too, I mean, overall, it's not just the individual farmer. You're talking about an impact for the environment.
Yeah. The environment and mm-hmm. and all the social benefits to people that want to use that water supply for fishing, for water, for drinking, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. swimming, whatever it might be.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you very much, Harold, here at AgConnect Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.